Except it isn't built in, it's movable.
Yes, sure.
What were they called?
Well, I didn't see any back then, and we have now, of course.
Uh-huh.
It's just called a clothes cabinet or closet.
All right. Never heard it called a wardrobe.
Well, sure, yeah.
An armory or a clothes press, any of those?
Wardrobe.
All right. Now your kitchen, the kitchen you mentioned, was right in the house.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Were any of the houses around here, did they have a kitchen that was kind of set off from the rest of the house? I mean, maybe like a separate building? They cook in a separate building?
You know, the old time log houses, they was the main house here, and then there was an L off, and there was a space between those houses. I was talking to somebody about that not long ago. I wondered why. That space, maybe 2 or 3 feet between the two buildings.
Right.
Yeah. Now that, I don't know.
You know why? It's just protective.
I don't know why. Unless in building a log building, you had to have them separate in order to notch the logs down. And I don't know.
What could it have been? Because to protect the big building from fire?
Well, I don't think that.
There wasn't enough space for that. You don't think? Or to keep it, maybe keep the main building cooler. So it wouldn't get so hot in there.
No, I don't think I would. I just don't know.
I see. Okay. Now you're in a kitchen. Did your mother have a place in the kitchen where she'd keep her things she'd canned?
No, not in the kitchen. You generally had a cellar and a smokehouse. A lot of things just kept in the smokehouse, and potatoes and a whole lot of the things were buried in the ground. You took them out and buried them in the ground, covered them up. Apples, potatoes, turnips, stuff like that.
Did you just dig a hole and bury them, or?
Just dug a hole and put you some straw down in that hole and poured your stuff, at your potatoes or whatever it was in there, and put straw over the top and covered it over with dirt.
Did you call that kind of a hole anything in particular?
No. No, I don't know what you call that.
Well, sometimes on a farm, you see they have a building that they dig down. They dig a cellar in and just use it for storing things.
Yeah.
It's like a little house almost on the top.
Well,
I think sometimes they call that a dairy.
But, well, I have one of those right over there, I guess.
Is that that log?
You can't see it. It's just to the right. I'll show you after a while.
And what do you call it? Is that what you call it?
Well, we call it the well house because our well's right by there, and there. So we just call it the well house, but we've got a lot of stuff stored in there.
Uh-huh. I see. But you never had anything like a buttery or a pantry or a kitchen safe?
No.
And what would you call old, worthless furniture and implements? You know, things you couldn't use anymore, but that you just haven't gotten around to throwing away.
Well, I guess junk would be the only thing I could think of.
If you had a little building that you'd keep that stuff in, what would you call
it? Well,
that?
People generally do. They pile it up. I don't know.
That's good. Now, what would you call the building, though?
Well, you didn't have a special building for that. Of course, you'd put up a building, the first thing you know, you've got a lot of that junk in there, whether you need to put it in there or not.
Uh-huh. And if a woman goes around every morning, you know, your mother, say, she went around the house every morning, she
swept the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever use another term? It might be something with up in it.
No.
Even expression you could say she sweeps up, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or you could say maybe she does something else up.